This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Give that hand to Jesus. If you are clapping, give that hand to the King of all kings. Give that hand to the one we are celebrating. In Jesus' mighty name. Want to deeply appreciate God for this privilege. Appreciate my father and my mother. It's a privilege that will never be abused, not me used. I strongly believe that somebody's story will change. Amen. We are blessed with the first one. And I know this one will also be a blessing. Amen. Heavenly Father, speak to us through your word this hour. Let each one have an encounter with your word. Amen. Encapsulate every word with your power. That would enter our hearts to bring a change. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated. Give me a big hand. Praise the Lord. Every time I come here, I don't know where to start from, because there are altars you climb. Even if they call you 50 times, you have to behave yourself the 50 times. So I don't take coming here for granted. It's only a privilege. Even if I don't preach, I'll still be fulfilled. Redeemed to flourish in hard times is the theme. And my subtopic is covenant security in hard times. Covenant security in hard times. Now hear this before I go to say anything. We are taught prosperity by our father himself in Bible school. He started the prosperity teaching. So if the headquarters of prosperity will teach you, you believe that you will succeed. And I heard him said, the first time I ever heard him put a sound like this, I said, I can never be poor. And when he said it with authority, I said, how can a man speak like this? Because where I was coming from, they never preached that way. He said, I can never be poor. Have I ever asked any of you for a dime? I said, how can somebody talk like this? So I too said, I can't be poor. But poverty did not leave. My confessing it did not change my situation. I said, I can't be poor, but deep down in me, I knew that I was still soliciting, begging with style. The worst form of deception is self-deception. If you don't know it, you don't know it. And what you don't know, don't pretend to know. So I discovered that I don't really know this thing yet. I was already seeing miracles. As a brother, I prayed for somebody to drop crutches. But when it comes to money, I didn't get it. Because malaria is worse than malaria. So I told myself, discover the secret of this man. So I picked his book, Breaking Financial Hardship, locked myself for 7 days. And I said, God, show me the secret of kingdom wealth that you showed to my father. And when I encountered light, this time was not a statement of just talking. I now knew the secret. So out of the things I've learned from him, I'm going to share with you. Praise the Lord. Now hear this and hear me well. Hardship is a scriptural agenda that cannot be averted globally, but can be avoided personally through covenant practice. Based on where our Bishop Abiy read in Isaiah 60 verse 2, you all know that hardship cannot be scripturally averted globally. It's a global problem. But personally, you can avoid it if you practice what the Bible says. Those who dismiss God's financial method will suffer man's financial crisis. I pray that before this Shiloh 2023 be over, you will have a new story to tell. I don't have is the mentality of a man who does not want to come out of hardship. Hear me, people of God. I'll be sharing with you factors that determines your covenant security in hard times. Some of them, because you can't take all. What are the factors? Number one, be conscious of your exemption status in Christ. I said, be conscious of your exemption status in Christ. In 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, he said, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. Redemption has moved you and I from the realms of scarcity to realms of plenty. Through the sacrifice of Jesus, every child of God is entitled to supernatural exemptions from all negative currents of life. The covenant of God puts us in that place where our case is positively different. In a time of famine, the Bible said Isaac experienced God's supernatural exemption as he became exceptionally prosperous. He had possessions in recession. Genesis 26, 12 to 14, and Galatians 4 to 8. He said, if ye be, then it means that whatever Isaac saw, you and I can also see it. So no matter what's happening in the world, your own case will be different in the name of Jesus. That amen is too weak. There was scarcity in Egypt. In the same Egypt, in Goshen, where the people of God were, there was plenty. So redemption is the sponsor of abundance. During COVID, based on the teachings I've heard from my father, during COVID, during the lockdown, people were complaining. Our church had the highest income during COVID. And no, we are not doing physical church. Your mentality defines your dignity. So you must see it, think it, and believe exemption to enjoy exemption. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You are not born again to suffer what the world is suffering. You must see that your own case is different from others. And it shall be so to someone who believes it. The 12 spies, when Moses sent them, the old 12 acknowledged they were giants. Remember, the old 12 acknowledged, but 10 had faith in the giants, 2 had faith in God. 2 only believed that God can make it. 10 believed their case was hopeless. Nobody said there's no hardship, that would be self-deception. But in the midst of hardship, what are you seeing? Everybody goes to the same market. But those who know the truth don't suffer what others suffer. You will not be a victim of suffering. Number two factor, embrace the love factor. Embrace the love factor. I use Mark 12 because Matthew 22:37 down did not put strength. So I would use Mark 12:30-31. It said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. But he added something, with all thy strength. Matthew did not put strength. This is the first commandment. Then thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. It puts strength because whatever makes you who you are, use it to love God. Your strength can be your position. Your strength can be your political power. It's until you use that place that makes you who you are to love God, you are not a lover. Love is the foundation for all covenant practices. Anything done without love will never produce. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And everything the world is pursuing. So those who seek God don't sink in life. You will never sink. First Corinthians 13 verse 3, it was also quoted, so I'm not going to spend time on that. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born, and I have no charity, it profited me nothing. Now hear this, people of God. True love results in the investment of your time, your efforts, and your resources in God and His kingdom. Because your love for God will make you place high value on Him and His kingdom. Let me say this to you. If they preach to you before you give, then you don't love. Ask me why. Love identifies opportunity and souls towards it. Who preached to you before you buy clothes for your wife? Where did they preach before you bought a car for yourself? So it's in God that they have to preach to you. You don't love Him. You hear me? When a man sees a wife's clothes is torn, he goes to buy clothes if he loves her. Does she have to preach to him? So can't you see my clothes torn? So when they didn't preach to us, you don't love Him. When you love Him, they don't preach to you. And love without giving is original fake. Now, let me tell you a practical thing. You tell your wife every day you come, you say, sweetheart, I love you. You bought a car for yourself. You say, I love you. I just bought a car. She will look at you. You come and say, sweetheart, I so love you. Look at my suits. You come the third day, you say, sweetheart, I love you so much. Shoes. She will say, my friend, stop. You don't love me. So all this love we are singing, like choir, you know, they can sing very well in every church. I love you, Lord. And they can even preach the love. If giving is not involved, that love is fake, original fake. Are you hearing me? So waiting that they have to preach before you give is not true love. That way you will come out of hardship. Lie. But today somebody's suffering will end. Shout a better amen. You find out that even in natural, who you love, giving to the person, you don't struggle. Do you know? If anybody struggles to give to you, he never loves you. Who you love, even when the person stops, you still be giving. But who you don't love, you give reasons. You say, don't mind, my food is... Some of you, when your neighbors are coming, you even hide the food you're eating because you don't love the person. You say, don't worry, you're too worried. Every time you come visit me. Number three. Praise the Lord. They said I used to be very fast, so I think I should take it gently. I don't used to be very fast in our own place, but when I come here, I have to be fast and leave. Amen. So that I can come next day again. So don't blame me. Amen. Praise the Lord. You won't blame me, eh? Where my father preaches, I preach. What am I displaying here? All this I'm preaching, I learned from him. So what will I come here to display? Just write your note and go and do it. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three. Fact, obey the law of seed time and harvest. Obey the law of seed time and harvest. As long as this earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not what? Cease. How many of you believe that this book is real? You believe it? Then why are you afraid of giving? God is not a man that he should lie. If God says your seed must produce harvest, then don't doubt him. It pains him when you doubt him. It pleasures him when you trust him. He said, as long as you drop a seed, harvest is sure. Genesis 8:22. And Numbers 23 verse 19. Stinginess nurtures the root of financial pressure. It is those who plant their seeds faithfully that will reap harvest bountifully. Let me say this to everyone. You can never come out of hard times except you're a giver. Do you hear me? If you are not a giver, there's nothing. If you like, sing the best song, you will never come out of hardship. Sweep the whole church, you will come out of hardship. He says, seed time and harvest, not sweeping time and harvest. You will get the blessing of sweeping church or a sanctuary keeper. But this thing, you don't get it. See this thing? I've not seen that most people who are very in quote in church, when it comes to this, they don't have it. He says, seed time. He didn't say prayer time. That's why money prayer warriors are poor. Let me say to you this, to you brothers and sisters, to cry and give is not a symbol of true love. You will not cry for anything, but when you want to give, start crying. I'll show you from Bible. Turn with me to Malachi chapter 2, verse 13. Some of you, it's only offering time, you start crying. He said, this have you done again. Yeah, God tell you. Covering the altar of the Lord with tears, with weeping, and with crying out. In so much that he regarded not the offering anymore, or received it with goodwill at your hand. When God gave Jesus Christ, he did not cry. When Abraham gave Isaac, he did not cry. When Isaac sold in the land, he did not cry. Stop giving offering with a frowning face. He said, God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. So when you're giving, put a smile on your face. Because your seed is the voice that your financial future obeys. You can take a seed to meet any need. The exchange price of your future harvest is your present seed. And if you don't like the harvest you're getting, then check your seed. You have to change it. Because every farmer gets the harvest based on the seed he sows. And the best time to sow is during hardship. Isaac sowed in the land when there was famine. Let me tell you this. Practical. The best time to give is now. I did something very practical. This period where people are complaining, I increased my offering. From what I used to give, I doubled it and my income tripled. Because God can't lie. If you want to give, this is the best time to give. In the natural, when things are tough, that's when farmers plant more. True? This is not the time to hoard. This is the time to give, to increase. Everybody was hoarding. Isaac sold when there was hardship. This is not the time to say things are tough. No. No. You know why? Giving is the provoker of the blessing. Our father this morning talked about the blessing. When you are a giver, you provoke the blessing. And the blessing attracts blessings. He said, bring you all the tithe, for instance, to the store that will meet my house. And prove me that if I will not open it and will pour you out what? A blessing. So, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added what? Sorrow. So if I want to attract the blessing of God, I must give to God in my tithe and my offerings. And then the blessing rests upon me with no devil can destroy me no matter the hardship. Malachi 3:10 and Proverbs 10:22. Now, when Abraham and Lot were, Abraham just laughed. He said, Lot, choose anywhere you like. Why did he say to Lot, choose anywhere? He said, what I carry, you don't carry. I carry the blessing, Lord, you don't carry the blessing. So choose anywhere. Anywhere you drop me, I will prosper. Because what I'm carrying, you don't have. Abraham had the blessing because he was a tither, faithful tither. Lord never had the blessing. So he said, anywhere you choose, choose. When a man carries the blessing, drop him anywhere in hard times, he will prosper. Let me say a practical thing to you. When we finished Bible school, and I wanted to go to Port Harcourt. One of my colleagues called me and said, look, listen, there are only two places people prosper, Lagos and Abuja. I said, why? He said, tell me which other place people prosper. You want to go to Port Harcourt? Oh boy, calm down first. Start in Lagos. When you prosper in Lagos, then you go to Port Harcourt. And I believed them because I had no knowledge. But when knowledge comes, I said, no, if it's working in Lagos, it will work anywhere. When I got the secret of what my father said, he used, you know, don't ever confess what you have not proved in your life. Otherwise, confusion will just follow you everywhere. Don't just get up and say, nothing, I'm not going to survivorship. But if you don't know it, you don't know it. Oh. Are you hearing me now? I didn't know before. So I was following my father to say, I can't be poor. Poverty was still chasing me left and right. But when I got it, now everybody's saying Port Harcourt is an oil place. Eh? If anybody hearing me all over the world, it's okay, my father, look at me. I may prove that what my father is teaching is real. There's no two ways, it's real. It's no matter where you are, if you carry the blessing, it will walk anywhere. But you can't carry the blessing onto a faithful tither. I'll open you the windows of heaven and pour you out what? Okay. You're praying for a blessing when you're not a tither. That prayer is not one kind, no. Shout hallelujah. May the blessing answer to someone in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number four. I'm going to shout number four because about my greatest secret. Understand the place of the prophet. Understand the place of the prophet when it comes to covenant practice. It said, believe the Lord your God shall be established. But believe his prophet, so shall he prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. In the covenant, a prophet plays a key role for your prosperity in hard times. It said, without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Hebrews 7:7. Now hear this, people of God. The voice you listen to is the voice that will benefit you. Your reaction to a man of God, that means God's reaction to you. The widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17, 9 to 16. Elijah came to her. He said, make for me first in these hard times. He said, this is my last meal. I will eat it and die with my son. And Elijah said, look, I'm a man of God. Make for me first a widow. If it's Nigeria, they'll say, this man of God is wicked. He does not even know I'm a widow. It's only in Nigeria widows beg men of God. In the Bible, no widow beg man of God. They rather turn their captivity. In case you're a widow, you hear me? Men of God, we are compassionate, we'll give you. But please, your answer is not in what the man of God give you. Open your windows as a widow. The woman looked at Elijah. There were two things that woman understood. She understood this is a man of God. And then she had faith in the word of God. And that provoked harvest. Now, let me tell you my personal testimony. I've been a tither from the day I got to know the truth of tither. I've never failed paying tither one day. I was given offering, but I was not getting it like that. It was not coming that way. You know, you get today, you broke tomorrow. Most of you are like that. You get today, you broke tomorrow. If your boy find me Sunday, they find you like that. You, as church is now, you write small note to somebody, say, you know, transport to go to Jolegba. You sleep in somebody's hand, they find you small transport. You come back again, say, we are serving God. And people beg, they quote scriptures more. You didn't notice, church? Father, those who beg, they know all the scriptures. They say, God will bless you. He's a faithful God. If you know those scriptures, you are still begging. They don't know it. So, I was not satisfied with this getting today broken tomorrow. So I stayed on the bed after I've done reading the book. What I got was not inside the book. So most times God will not give you what the person is. You know, as the Holy Spirit, show me the secret of kingdom wealth. There will be something I don't know yet that I need to know. What is it I need to do outside my tithe and offering? Then the voice of the Holy Ghost came. Who is blessing you? I said, of course, David Oedeko. He said, don't you know you can never prosper except you bless a soul to his life? I said, wow. Now listen, I'm standing before the Holy Ghost. All we had as many people in the house was 50 naira. 1997. And I said, I've known this secret. I put my hand in my pocket. I said, listen, my wife, no devil can make us poor. I won't tell you the rest. Jesus did not explain everything in details. If you have ear, you hear here. That was where I broke the backbone of hardship. No economy can affect me. I broke it there. I said, I've gotten my own secret. Everybody, you don't use another man's headlamp to drive your car. You must have your personal revelation in these hard times, no matter what anybody preached to you. When I got that light, I said, wow. And I have been on. I can't tell you details of it. You to find out your own. Are you getting me? But believe you me, it's impossible and cannot happen. So it's impossible. Can't. Shout hallelujah. Without a prophet, you will never make profit. Every hard time a prophet is sent, discover your own prophet. Everybody has a prophet. He said, I know I believe God. He said, believe him, God, he will establish you. I said, we want to tear that part of the Bible. He said, believe his prophet, so shall he what? So your prosperity is not possible without a prophet. Many Christians don't know that. In hard times, you must locate your prophet and connect with the grace he carries. You don't go to your prophet for assistance. That's where we miss it. The widow of Zarephath did not go to Elijah. Elijah just said, you are not feeding me. You are not helping me. I've come to help you, the widow of Zarephath. But make for me first. And when he spoke over her life, her heavens opened. Somebody's heaven will open right now. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, the louder your amen, you have a testimony. Finally, number five. I think I'm not fast today. This I used to rush a lot when I come. So I try to control myself so I can finish. Live a life of patience. Live a life of what? That's the last one. In the school of seed time and harvest, patience is a core requirement. The day you plant your seed is not the day you harvest. Many of us, we even grumble. Oh, I gave last year a Shiloh sacrifice. I paid tithe. No, calm down. They are not wasted. Just be patient. Just be what? Patience is holding on to your desired harvest. Galatians 6 verse 9. Yeah, what the Bible declares. It said, and let us not be weary in well doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. My sacrificial lifestyle took some time before it started producing. Be patient. Be what? Patience is the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. As a patience is the ability to keep a good attitude while waiting. While you're waiting for God to change your story, you are still who you are. You are serving God faithfully the way Bishop Abiyo said. You are not grumbling. You are just who you are. You are saying, God, I know you. Be patient. Because everybody who sows is bound to have an harvest. Even if you're hungry, you can't just say, today I plant corn, I go and uproot it because I'm hungry. No, the corn must get to maturity. So the seed you have been sowing is not a waste. Just be patient. If your cloud is full, it must empty itself. That's how covenant practice is. But let me say this, as I'm about to round off, you determine in hard times how your rain falls, not God. If I want my rain to fall in 24 hours, I determine it. If I want my rain to fall for the lifestyle, some people rain may never fall till they die. Let me close with this illustration, very practical illustration. If in hard times I want my rain to fall, for instance, 1,000 grams makes what? 1 kilogram. I hope you know that. 1,000 grams make what? And I need 1 kilogram for my rain to fall, because it said, when your cloud is full, it will empty itself. If you read our father, most of you have the book, Breaking from the Hardship. You've read it, but I don't think you understood the book, self. That you have the book in your shelf does not mean you understand it. If I tell you something to humble you, what brought me out of poverty was a book I collected from somebody who worked with my father. I didn't have money. I photocopied the book from him. It's in a hardship. Me, I'm out. That you work with a prosperous man does not mean you prosper. I borrowed the book from him and photocopied. Me, I came out. I couldn't afford the book, so I photocopied the book. And then the man who was working with my father is still struggling. Yeah, man. So that you are in living faith does not mean that you prosper if you don't do what God, what is teaching here. Some of us collected it and left, and it's showing us. So for you to be here, not, you know, if you're in a prosperous place and not prospering, very soon you begin to walk in bitterness. The white boy shouted somebody, he said, don't mind that boy, he's a thief. He's not a thief, he's doing what you are not doing. So let me close with this illustration. If you need 1,000 grams to get 1 kilogram, and you come in, you give 1 gram per service, that means you need 1,000 services for your rain to fall. That can be a lifetime. That's what you have never had breakthrough. Now, if I come to a service and I give 500 grams, 2 services, my rain will fall. I'm going to understand it. If I give 500 grams this service, I give 500 grams. So in 2 services, my rain will fall. And that's why some new believers, their rain will fall quick. And if I give above 1,000 grams before the next service, it will be thunder rain. So you determine when your harvest comes in hard times. When the best time to give is now. To hold at this time is not to know how to walk in the covenant. Number one, I said, be conscious of exemption status in Christ. Number two, embrace the love factor. Number three, obey the law of seed time and harvest. Number three, understand the place of the prophet. And number five, live a life of patience. With these 5 factors, there are many factors in this time. I want to let you know that you will never remain the same. Good messages don't make good people. It's putting the message to practice that changes a man's story. Rise to your feet. Tell God that you put to practice what you have heard. Go ahead and pray that prayer for yourself in the name of Jesus.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.